The scene on Walden was different than she'd expected. The lights seemed to be functioning normally, and as she hurried toward Luke's flat, Glass didn't see any guards. For a moment, she felt a brief surge of hope. Perhaps her mother had been wrong. The panic on Phoenix was all a misunderstanding. But as she climbed the stairs, she felt a strange tightness in her chest that only got worse when she paused to catch her breath. Her eagerness to see Luke might account for her racing pulse, but Glass knew she couldn't ignore the truth. Oxygen was already running low on Walden. She forced herself to move slowly as she turned onto Luke's floor, breathing careful, shallow breaths to keep her heart rate steady. The corridor was full of adults speaking in low voices, shooting worried looks at the children scampering up and down the hall, so excited to be out of bed at such a late hour that they hardly noticed their labored breaths. Glass wanted to tell the parents to keep their children calm and still to conserve oxygen. But that would only create more panic, and there was nothing they could do anyway. Glass had barely started to knock on Luke's door before he'd pulled her inside and into his arms. For a moment, all she was aware of was the warmth of his body and the weight of his embrace. But then he broke away, and she could see shock and concern warring with the joy in his eyes. "What are you doing here?" he asked, running his hand along her cheek as if needing more proof that she wasn't an illusion. He glanced toward the closed door and lowered his voice before continuing, "It's not safe."
"I know," Glass said quietly, slipping her hand into his.
"I don't know how you even got here, but you need to go back," Luke said, shaking his head. "You have a better chance of surviving on Phoenix."
"I'm not going back without you."
He led her over to the couch with a sigh and pulled her onto his lap.
"Listen," he said, as he wrapped a strand of her hair around his finger. "If the guards catch us sneaking onto Phoenix, they'll shoot me, and then they'll probably shoot you."
He closed his eyes, wincing.
"This is what they've been training us for, Glass.
It was never said overtly, but we all had a sense something big was coming, and we've been drilled on what to do."
When he opened his eyes again, they were full of a cold fury she'd never seen in them. He must have noticed the worry on her face because his expression softened.
"But that's not any of your concern. You'll be fine. And that's all I care about."
"No," Glass said, startled by her own vehemence. "I won't be fine."
Luke frowned and opened his mouth to speak, but Glass cut him off.
"It'll kill me, knowing you're down here alone. It'll kill me," she repeated, suddenly frantic, gasping as she fought for air. "And if I have to die, I want it to be down here with you."
"Shh," Luke murmured, running his hand down the back of her head.
"Okay, okay."
He smiled sadly.
"The worst thing we can do is run out of oxygen arguing.